sit back, grab a snack, and welcome to the Genuine Joy Podcast.
Ka-chow.
Here we go. Sipping on an orange squeeze Olipop.
They're so good.
They're so good. Have you had this one?
I have before, not that exact one.
What are you sipping on today?
Half day, I think.
Yeah. Lemon iced tea. Half days are so good.
They are. And I finally got to try the raspberry one and
That's good. Ooh, we love like a nice little bubbly drink in the afternoon. It's 1:24.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Exhausted.
So exhausted. I barely slept last night because of Ruthie.
Children, man. Children.
She's just, I knew this time would come during this whole tonsillectomy process. I just thought it'd be sooner. And I mean, we've been getting up every night, multiple times a night to give her medicine. And like, that's been hard enough, even just waking up to go down the hall to force her awake to take her medicine, which has been hard because she's like dead asleep.
Yeah. And she's been such a champ with it too, and which is amazing.
What a bummer too. We'd like have, by the way, if you missed it, Ruth got a tonsillectomy last week.
Our daughter.
But the saddest thing is because she got the tonsillectomy because she has sleep apnea because she has massive tonsils. She had massive tonsils. And the real bummer for her is they cut them out so she can breathe better and sleep better. And we haven't let her sleep.
Well, yeah, because we got to let everything heal.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what, day 7?
Yeah.
So
I've heard day 7
yeah.
is the hardest.
And like we've looked in her mouth after the surgery and all the scabs that are in there. Like I didn't realize it was that much.
You know what's crazy too? Right after the surgery, when I looked in there, I mean not right after, but when she finally could kind of open her mouth, the end of that first day though, It was like half white and half black.
They probably cauterized.
They did. They did the whole thing. They cauterized. Ugh. So it was just like black. Ugh. But then, like, the next day, a couple days later, it was, like, all white, and now the white's going away because the scab's coming off.
Yeah. Poor girl.
She's good, but painful.
Yeah. Painful. It hurts to watch her go through it, too.
Yeah. Because really, there's nothing I can do when she's, like, crying in pain. It's like, we've given you your pain meds. Like, do you want a popsicle? That seems to be the only thing that helps.
Yeah. And honestly, her body's almost like clockwork, you know, 30 minutes before she's supposed to get her medicine. She's like, oh, this kind of hurts. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she
literally, gotta wait for the time frame, but
when I just gave it to her like 5 minutes before, she's like,
yeah.
What? Crazy.
I mean, that goes to show you the pain meds are working.
Right.
So we gotta keep on it, but you know, like, we gotta call the doctor to see how long do we do this because you know, 3 weeks on acetaminophen is not gonna be good.
I think it's like 10 days. That's like the standard.
Yeah,
they said,
but we'll call.
Yeah,
we'll call.
We'll see.
Why not?
Well, because the thing is, at the hospital, when they gave us the instructions on pain meds, they were kind of like, as needed. It's like, well, I don't want to stop giving them to her, and then she really needs them really bad, and it's really bad. Because everyone has said, keep up on the pain meds, because the minute you don't, it's bad. Like, oh, geez, Louise. Stressful.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's been our entire last week since the last episode.
Mm-hmm. She's been out of school. She's going to be out of school for a couple more days. Mm-hmm. I know she's going to be bored at the house, but she also is recovering from a surgery, even though we can't see it on the outside.
Right. And the thing is, at first I was like, why can't she go back to school? And then I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, she can't get sick and she can't like run around. So that makes sense. She can't go to school. But then I even thought today, she wouldn't be able to have her medications.
That's right.
So, like, there's many reasons why she had to stay home from school. But, man, it's only Tuesday. So, it's going to be a week. And
it is.
I'm just going to lower my expectations.
Yeah. But just think, your birthday's coming up.
My birthday's in 1 week.
Are you excited?
Kind of.
Birthdays don't feel like birthdays anymore, do they?
I know. It's like going out to dinner with my mom and sister tonight. That'll be nice.
Then we're having some fun with friends at a lake. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm excited about that. Just chill. It's always fun to just hang out with friends. It's not like I don't feel like it's like about me. You know what I mean? We're just going to be hanging out, which is fine.
But it's like, hey, everybody, this is a good reason to get together.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, we're going to be celebrating your birthday.
Yeah.
Come on.
It'll be great.
Make it a burn.
I do want to figure out a way, which we'll talk about this offline, but how to make like, give us a whole good section of the lake without feeling like we're split up into different groups of people. You know what I mean? We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. We don't need to hash that out.
I know. I feel like we don't get to talk a lot these days without
because people around. Work and
Ruth.
Kids and other stuff that comes up.
I know. You're
busy hanging out with people at night and leaving me in the dust all the time.
Oh my God. The one night I'm going out.
Are you kidding me?
When else did I go out?
You also, last month.
When?
I don't know.
I haven't gone out on my own in a minute, okay?
Well, I mean, I hope you go with other people, not by yourself.
Yeah, true, true. Anyways, speaking of hanging at the house and not talking to each other, we have been watching shows, including, but not limited to, Aquaman. we watched Aquaman.
What did you think about Aquaman? We haven't even had time to converse about that.
I know. I'm trying to think of what I think, because it's one of those movies that, like, it seemed like very serious at times, but then he'd like crack a joke and you're like, is this supposed to be a comedy? Is it supposed to be funny? Because the things he did that said that were funny, you know, but it's not like funny. Like Marvel has a lot of comedy in there and it's like supposed to kind of be like that. Or his, it was just like a random couple lines he'd throw in, but the rest of it seemed like kind of serious. So I'm like, what? You know what I mean?
I was on the fence about it. Like me.
It was fun. It was entertaining.
Yeah. Am I glad I didn't spend money to go see it at the theater? Yeah.
Some parts were cheesy and some parts were confusing, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't understand half of it, to be honest.
I liked how they were riding in the car, the underwater car.
That was confusing. It's like they're underwater, but then they can jump into like a car, like a, what do you call it? Like a car, like almost a like watercraft? a spaceship, but in the water.
Yeah, a watercraft?
Watercraft.
I don't know.
And they'd be able to just like put down the window. They just like disappears. They jump in and the window goes back and then it's, they could breathe air inside, but then their hair is still flowing like it's underwater.
It's weird. Holes.
Holes. And just the whole gravity / sinking of it all, the way they can just like swim around, but like, I don't know. It was fine. I'm not like running to watch the second one.
But I'm glad we watched it though.
Yeah.
To see what it was about.
Yeah. It was entertaining. And last night, you know, we started watching Cash Cab.
Well, we did. Because sometimes you just need nights where you put something on that you just don't need to pay attention to.
Yeah, cuz we did talk a lot last night, like planning trips for the summer. Because that's one thing that's funny. Like, we value our time at night to, like, watch a show together and tune out, I guess you could say. Just veg out. But then when we need to get stuff done, like, plan trips or whatever, we're like, oh, yeah, we'll do that later. And then the time comes later and we're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
So we finally did some planning yesterday and watched a little Cash Cab. And I loved it.
Yeah. It was nice and relaxing.
Yeah. Anything else we've been doing in the last week?
Yeah, I've been working on that scooter.
Oh my gosh. Tell everybody.
I don't know if I think I mentioned this on the podcast last week that, sorry for your eardrums. yeah, I've been trying to get the scooter I drove in college back up and running, and your boy got it running.
You did.
I took the thing apart. It took some time. Yeah. I think the worst part was taking apart everything.
Right.
Because I'm like, you know, watching a bunch of, thank goodness for YouTube. Let's be honest. Thank goodness for YouTube.
Yeah.
But taking everything apart, cleaning, and then, you know, there's some hazardous chemicals, you know, oil and fuel, and really old fuel turns really bad.
Did any of that touch your fingers?
Some of it,
yeah. Or would it burn your fingers?
Oh, my fingers were dry.
Okay, it didn't like burn holes through. Wasn't it burning holes through other stuff?
Oh, it was eating through plastic.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
Really crazy.
So then I started getting smart.
He was scrambling to grab like all my mason jars. Hey, at least we have extra ones.
Yeah. That's what they're there for. Yeah, we need to get new ones. But anyways, so the fuel has been sitting in there for like 10 years.
Oh my God.
So it's just nasty stuff and gunking up how the motor works. And I was very proud of myself that after 40,000 attempts to get the thing started, it finally turned over and I was able to drive it.
So was the main issue the old fuel, or what was the main issue, do you think?
From it starting?
Yeah.
A part of the carburetor, which is what pulls in air and fuel and gets it into the right ratio, the right mixture. So then it goes into where the piston, right, is.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain it in a simple term, right?
I'm just like already my eyes are glazing over.
I know, I could tell.
It's so hard to understand.
So yeah, basically you need the right air and fuel mixture to go into the cylinder so that it explodes, mm-hmm. right? And that's what creates the force that eventually turns your wheels. Mm-hmm. So if that part is something is awry, then you don't have the right mixture going in. So there's a couple moving parts in there that I had to, you know, really take apart, clean, get them moving freely, and then it was able to run. Hmm. I mean, I had to change the oil, transmission oil. Granted, this is a tiny little scooter, but
it was exciting though. I mean, man, we had a blast.
Yeah. And then when I finally got it running and you came out and you were so excited for me.
Yeah.
That was the best. I'm so glad. But we've had some good memories on that thing going yeah. all around West LA, baby.
West LA, baby. Yeah. It was always so fun.
Yeah. There's scoot more around. Work to do on it though, but at least, and I was able to drive it on the streets.
Yeah. To the gym.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So cool.
Crazy.
So. Love it. Well, good job. Still so proud of you.
Yep. Thank you.
Do you want to dive into the stories for the week?
Sure.
Are you prepared?
For the Under the Rock?
Yeah.
Josh. You know it.
Welcome to Under a Rock, where I fill Matt in on what's happening in pop culture because he lives under a rock.
This is my like weekly pop culture update.
Yeah. Although I did give Matt quite a few pop culture updates just real time because Coachella was happening and there was a lot going on.
You couldn't contain yourself from telling me something about Taylor Swift at Coachella and Travis Kelce. Like, oh my gosh, look at this.
I couldn't contain myself because all my videos on my For You page was all of this fun Taylor Coachella Swift stuff.
And Coachella.
I mean, she was there with Travis, so cute, wearing a New Heights podcast hat. I'd die. But what I was going to say for this top story is just fill you in on surprise performances at Coachella.
Okay, so she's wearing a New Heights hat.
Yes, yes.
Supporting her husband's podcast, right?
Boyfriend, yes.
Boyfriend, sorry.
Love that you said husband. Oh, great, great. Juju.
But when I wear one of your merch shirts, I don't get any recognition at all.
Oh my God. You know I love when you wear a six is good. That's so funny.
Oh, and the I'm not a geologist. What else?
You're a huge supporter of
Very big me. Supporter.
Yeah, we need genuine joy merch.
We do.
Like keep it joyful on a shirt.
Yeah. On a wine glass. Oh, shot glass. Oh.
Sorry, that was an aggressive laugh right in the mic. Yeah, we'll spitball. We'll spitball for sure.
Okay.
Something happy, bright, you know.
Straw hats for summer.
That'd be sick.
That'd be cool.
With like a rainbow on them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not rainbow. Maybe a triton. Trident.
Because of Aquaman?
Yeah.
It's like an not? Inside joke.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, you know. We just always throw up, like, was it three fingers? What would a trident be? Three fingers? Three bent fingers? If you know, you know. Trident gang? What's up, what's up?
What's up, tridents?
Oh, my God. Not so to be dumb.
Confused with tridelts.
Never, never. Okay. So, No Doubt performed. And I told you this already, but...
Who performed?
No Doubt. Gwen Stefani.
I know, I'm kidding. Band, I'm trying to make stupid dad joke about it, and it's not working.
Okay. Olivia Rodrigo was a surprise guest with No Doubt, which was exciting because Olivia loves Gwen Stefani, and it was just really cute.
How old is O-Rod?
O-Rod is, I want to say, like 20. I don't even think she's 21 yet.
Okay.
Which is absolutely crazy to me.
Which means she was
getting... Oh, she's 21. She just turned...
Okay, so she was famous at 15, 16 21. With her career.
Yeah. Young. She was on, like, you know...
A Nickelodeon show?
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Can you say that again, please?
High School Musical, the series. Yeah.
It seems a little redundant, doesn't it?
It's like a high school that puts on High School Musical, the musical, and it's a series. I can't even, I don't know. Anyways, so that was exciting. And then, you know, Renee Rapp?
No. Who is that?
You do know her, actually.
Do I?
She's from Secret Life of College, or Sex Life of College Girls.
Is that Chalamet's sister?
No. Oh my God. Renee Rapp. She's a really good singer. I'm going to show
you. The blonde?
Yes.
That plays Regina George in the in the new Mean Girls thing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know her.
Renee Rapp. She's amazing. Love her. She brought out Kesha.
No way.
Yeah. And they sang Tick Tock on the Clock, but they said, wake up in the morning like F. P. Diddy. And they yelled F.
Oh, wow.
The real word. Which is hilarious. And that was just fabulous. Then Lana Del Rey, did you have something to say about Renee Rapp and Kesha?
Okay, Kesha was going through a lot of stuff with Scooter, wasn't she?
Scooter. I don't know. Was she?
I feel like there was some issues with her and like some other music exec.
Yeah.
Where she was like trapped. Right?
Dr. Luke. She was in a legal battle with Dr. Luke. Whoever the heck that is.
What did he get his PhD in?
I don't know. I think he just calls himself Dr. Luke. Rolling Stone, let me read this. Come on.
No.
Finally free from her legal battle with Dr. Luke after nearly a decade. I'm humbled and in awe of the support. Okay. What happened? Still quite unsure. Defamation lawsuit?
Oh, interesting.
Oh, because Kesha first filed a suit against the producer and label owner. She had an alleged extended period of sexual, physical, emotional abuse by him. And then he filed a defamation lawsuit against her.
Oh, wow.
After she did that.
This seems very...
But both parties reached a resolution. I don't know what that means.
It means they settled out of court.
But yeah, that I think really obviously affected her.
Oh, for sure.
So
we're seeing all these people who are affected by the abuse in music and the entertainment industry.
Oh, it's so bad.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So she seems like she's doing well though.
Good.
Love that for her. Moving on, Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey.
She brought out Billie Eilish.
Oh.
Pretty fun.
Very cool.
They sang a few songs together.
I'm surprised Billie Eilish wasn't performing at Coachella.
I think it's like...
And I thought Coachella was more EDM.
No.
Rave music.
They have that. They had those sets like later in the night, I think. But there's always when we were
in college, when Coachella was like more underground.
Was it underground?
I thought... I don't know.
It
wasn't as popular as it is now.
They have ravey type DJs and stuff, but they have it all.
Mm.
Anyways.
Party in the Desert.
Yeah, Party in the Desert. Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
Brought out several music guests, including Donald Glover.
Oh.
A.K.A. What's Donald Glover's name again?
Childish Gambino.
I remembered it. A$AP Rocky. Charlie Wilson. Don't know who that is. Kali Uchis. I probably butchered that. I feel like I know him. He sings something. Unless that's a girl. Gosh, I'm terrible. Oh, it's a girl. Yeah, I don't know what she sings. I take it back. Anyways, he brought out all of them.
So Coachella was a success.
It sounded like it. Okay. BB Rexha was there. She brought out David Guetta to sing that song. I'm blue. Not that I'm blue.
Version that they ripped off. Right,
baby, I'm gonna have the
They best. Might as well have brought out Eiffel 65.
Truly, OG. That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
J Balvin.
No idea.
He brought out Will Smith. And then Nigerian singer-songwriter Tems brought out Justin Bieber.
Wow.
Pretty cool. So there was, and then, I was looking at the list of this, like
the who's who of Coachella.
The who's who. And then at the bottom, it's like in small writing, other surprise guests. And it's saying random people I don't know. And then really tiny Katy Perry during Mia Moretti's set. Like, oh, that's just a side note. Like, Katy Perry seems like she should be on the main list. I don't know. Okay, and Big Sean. Paris Hilton during Vampire Weekend set. Just to play cornhole, though. What? Okay. I think she was just, like, there watching, and they probably, like, were like, come
honorable
on.
Honorable mention category right there.
Exactly. Okay, so that was Coachella. It sounded like a blast, truly, even though I'm never going to go to Coachella. I really don't have an interest, honestly.
Not anymore. In college, I thought about it, but it was way too expensive for me to go as a college student.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know how anyone could ever afford that.
And then my former roommate got stabbed.
Who?
Miguel.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Somebody was, you know, partaking too much in illegal activities and decided to reach through the car window and stab him in the leg. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah. Crazy story.
Is he okay? I mean, obviously.
He was, yeah.
Wow.
Scary though.
Super scary.
Yeah. Tent camping. And like
also like, cause obviously people stay in houses now too.
Right.
But I've heard the Ubers are just horrible.
Oh, I bet.
And then also if I want to see a concert, bro, I need a seat. I need a seat. These people are just smushed together. I can't do it.
In the dirt.
And if you want to like be up close for someone good, you have to like go really early and just stand there and like all day. It's something for the youth. Taylor Swift did it though. She's in very good shape though.
But no, look.
She was in like the VIP section for sure.
Yeah, they have a house there.
You know what's kind of cool? She was in like a at one point she was like off it looked like a VIP ish section, but at another point she was in like the artist area, which is like other artists that are performing can go watch other artists.
Yeah,
but then also just like people in the industry kind of. So she was still like kind of in a crowd with him, but you look and there's like literally three security guards around them. But they're just kind of trying to blend in a little bit, you know? But it's just kind of crazy.
I mean, as they should, right?
Yeah. But it's funny, too, because she was Ice Spice performed.
Okay.
Who, do you remember who that is?
Yeah, she was the one throwing up devil signs at the Super Bowl or something like that.
What?
You didn't see that? No. What?
Oh, my God. Another classic. We get served different things.
So devil many people signs. Are like, what is she doing?
Oh, my God. I can't handle that. That's so such BS. Anyways, you know, she did a remix of Karma with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So she like sang that a little bit, her lines in that, and Taylor was like cheering her on. And then she came down and was watching the other sets with Taylor, and she's like smoking right next to her.
Okay.
And it's just hilarious because like, I'm sure Taylor was like, you know, wanting to partake, but she's like, I can't. She has to keep her shiny little image.
Yeah, you wonder.
I mean, I feel like there's more lore I could fill you in on there, but I'll save that for the...
Yeah, off the air stuff.
The Genuine Joy After Hours podcast. one day we'll do that, just not today. Anyway, so it sounds
not
like
today.
It was a great, great time. Something else that happened at Coachella, which is my next story, is Megan Fox... did like an interview with E or something. Like she was at the
is she thing. Still dating MGK?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes. So they asked her, they're like, so have you heard about this whole Chelsea on Love is Blind saying she looks like you thing?
Oh yeah, that's right.
And she's like, oh my gosh, I never watched that show, but I got so many texts when that came out and everyone like asking me about it, telling me about it. And then, like, I would go to award show and, like, random other celebrities would be like, do you watch Love is Blind? And, like, asking me. I'm like, no, but I've heard about it. Jeez Louise. And she's like, okay, enough already. But what she said was really sweet. She was like, she didn't correspond with her at all. But she said, I didn't watch it, but I think, in general, no one deserves to get bullied. She said, later adding, I don't think she deserved that. I think people went way too hard. According to the actress, the physical comparison to her may... not be that far-fetched. I did see a picture of her. 100,000% people have told her, you kind of look like Megan Fox. So I believe she's telling the truth. And I hope like... wait, I just had a brain. I hope like she... I think she just said like, so this is a word for it. I hope like she still has that sparkle in her eye. I hope the world didn't steal it from her. Mine died long ago from being bullied 20 years ago. Sad.
Wow.
Anyways, that's nice of her.
Yeah. I thought that was very politically correct. Mm-hmm. Well said.
Mm-hmm. 100%. What's she going to say? That girl doesn't look like me.
I know.
Ew.
That's rude.
Ew. My third story of the day and final story is, did you hear that the Golden Bachelor is getting divorced?
Yes, I did. After what? 3 months? Three days?
3 months.
3 months.
It's really sad because I didn't watch it, but I wanted to. But it's sad because I feel like it gave a lot of older people like hope, you know? But the thing is, at the beginning, like they lived in different places and they were like, we'll make it work. But I think when you're that old.
Oh, you get so set in your ways.
You're like, you're not 22 where you're like, I'll move anywhere. You're like, it's kind of hard to move away from like your family, your kids, and all that stuff.
You're just established too. Mm-hmm. Like,
I feel like The Bachelor and shows like that need to do it where, which it's kind of hard, but like Love is Blind, they do it where they all live in the same city. They get people that all live in the same city, so it's not like an issue. It makes sense. I feel like you should either be from the same city as like The Bachelor, whoever the person is, or be open to moving like before you even sign up for it.
Right.
Because you're sending these people to fail. But I mean,
people are going to lie on those applications left and right.
So true.
Yeah. So the show I listened to in the morning on the radio, they were talking about it and they were saying that, oh yeah, one of my friend's nephews, you know, that whole, how that happens. Mm-hmm. My friend's nephew is in college and he was at this frat party, saw some old guy there and a bunch of girls trying to take pictures with him. He goes like, who is this? Fast forward, you know, it's winter break. His mom is watching The Golden Bachelor. And he goes, that's the guy that was at the frat party.
Oh my gosh. Funny. Like,
what are you doing hanging out at frat parties? Yeah,
that's weird. Interesting. Well,
so dumb.
Hopefully they do another Golden Bachelor, maybe Golden Bachelorette. Maybe that would go better.
Maybe. Who knows?
That's all the stories I have.
Has there been, I wonder what the success rate is for The Bachelor.
Oh.
Bachelor, Bachelorette, Golden Bachelorette, Silver Fox Bachelor. I don't know.
What other kind of bachelors should there be?
I don't know. Why?
Just want you to keep talking while I look this up. There have been 27.
Filler.
There have been 27 seasons of The Bachelor.
27?
Yes, with five couples still together.
The
Bachelorette has 19 seasons. And four couples are still together.
So we're looking at...
The two franchises have a combined success rate of 19%.
Okay, that's more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I thought it was like going to be 3%.
Yeah. Not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Next topic.
Okay, I don't have a lot for You've Been Served, so I hope you have something.
Okay.
But I do have one that I saved for our new segment, Straight to the Comments.
Oh, that's okay.
That's what you wanted it to be called, right? Straight to the Comments?
Oh, yeah, or Running to the Comments, whatever you kids are calling it these days.
Whatever you kids are saying. Okay.
Do you want me to go first, or are you going to go first with the comments? I think we should save your new section you for a second. So I've been getting served dog grooming / washing videos.
Okay.
It's a groomer that just says, okay, I don't know, but here's Bud. This is a Siberian Husky and he's normally pretty agitated when he comes to the shop. So I just start off by giving him a little treat. And this is all voiceover of him, like giving the dog a treat and then like blow drying him to get all the excess fur off. And I'm sitting there going like, it's been 6 minutes and I'm still watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, that seems like a cute little fluff ball to
I wonder to if you got wash. Served that because you just got Sadie groomed.
No, this was beforehand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then for some reason, hydraulic press videos.
Oh. Oh, when they really press things together?
Yep, it's just a hydraulic metal piston. No.
Oh, yeah. It crushes a tooth and it takes so much force to crush a tooth.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't see that one. What kind of tooth? Human?
A molar. Oh, yeah, human. They're like baby tooth, canine tooth.
Well, dogs have teeth.
No, like this. Is that a canine tooth?
The incisor.
Incisor, thank you. It was a solid molar. Anyways.
There's lots of animals that have teeth.
I know. I just did not. So, yeah. Crazy. What did you see get pressed?
Oh, lots of stuff. Safety glasses, Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? Does it squeeze out?
Oh, yeah. But there's like relief holes in the piston to where it like crushes it. And then it's like a silly string coming out. It's so satisfying to watch.
Oh, I want to watch that now. It's like Nate the Hoof Guy. I'm literally obsessed. I showed Ruth one of his videos this morning and she was like, what are they doing? Oh,
I got served a hoof. Manicure video, I guess you could call it.
Okay.
Video, I don't know. I got served another one. I'm like, oh, the device is listening.
The way they like shave it.
Yes, and they have that curved tool, and there's like.
You probably got Nate the Huff guy. He's pretty famous.
Maybe, I don't know.
I was showing Ruth the Nate the Huff guy, and then she was, oh, good Lord, my microphone.
Somebody doesn't maintain their equipment.
But then she was eating vanilla ice cream earlier, and she was like, you know what, it's hard, and you're like kind of shaving it off the top. Yeah. She's like, look, it's like a hoof. I'm like, you're exactly right. Anyways, we're going to say something.
I also get served this user called the Fat Electrician.
Okay.
And I think he's former military, and he just talks about military history stuff, but he's so funny about it and sarcastic.
Yeah.
And I actually enjoy getting served that stuff.
It's like informative.
It's informative. And like, he talks about, oh, there was this island in the Pacific during World War II, and goes into the whole blown story about it, but he's being very funny about it.
Yeah.
And like, this is why America's awesome, you know?
Yeah. Love it. That's great. Well, I mostly got served this week, Coachella content. And then now, you know, Taylor Swift's new album comes out this Friday. Oh, yeah. So a lot of like people having, you know, people love to just figure out, okay, well, what does this mean? What does this mean? People are freaking out about different meanings of different things that she's released recently.
What time is it going to release at? Midnight?
Midnight. So 9 p.m. our time on Thursday night, which is great for me. I love release times because a lot of people stay up till midnight.
What's the significance of that?
Every album gets released on Thursday night at midnight.
Oh.
It's like when the charts reset for the week or whatever. So, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So running to the comments, there's a video I got served of Travis lifting Taylor up at Coachella, like so she could see or something.
Okay.
Like he lifts her up. Okay. Do you want to see it before
sure.
I show you the comments? Yeah. Okay. So it's just like during Dom Dala.
Okay. So they're just talking to each other.
Did you see him lift her up?
Yeah. He just lifts her up like for a half a second.
Yeah. He just lifts her up really quick. The comments: casually lifting up the music industry. Me showing my dog high places in the house he's never seen before. This is a good one. New heights indeed. Our 5'11 girly. Ooh, I feel petite. That was so effortless. It's giving look, but don't make it obvious. Joe could never.
Suck it, Joe.
Suck it. Those are the best ones. Why did I immediately think of the scene from Lion King?
I did that to Milo the other day, and he lost it laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thought it was so funny.
Lifting him up with the sound?
Yeah. And I said, nah.
So oh, yeah. You know,
he was laughing, and he might have just gotten into his new undies after he had yet another accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, that's a story for another time.
Yep. Okay, that's pretty much it. Everyone's just like, oh my God, with ease. It's too cute. I can't handle it. I'm dying. Ah,
oh my God.
But I just love it. Everyone's like, oh my God, she gets to be like the small petite girl that is her boyfriend can lift up. It's so sweet. Because she's always like kind of been taller than everyone she's dated.
So you basically said to Taylor, welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm. Now she knows what it's like. I get picked up all the time.
Yes, you do.
I think you need to start picking me up more.
I pick you up from the doctor's office, from Milo's school.
Totally. Okay, so that's all I had. Do you have any? I'm not a geologist. Sorry if the energy is loaded, guys. I'm freaking tired.
We all are. not really.
That's fine. What?
I did get a video about CDs might be having a comeback.
Oh, how and why?
Because there's a way, and I don't remember it off the top of my head, but so in the past, you know, CDs are, you have information stored on a CD, it's read by a laser. Well, now they can make it hold way more data in the size of a compact. So like your servers could potentially go from, you know, a big giant room of all the solid state drive stuff to literally those of us who are millennials, you know, all of your CDs in that binder
yeah
that you would take with you on a road trip.
yeah,
could be compressed into that.
But what would you put on the CDs? Music?
Data?
Just all data.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what's funny too? When I was thinking of just putting music on there, I'm like, the funny thing is, because we all stream music now, no one buys music, so you couldn't even put it on a CD, you know?
Yeah, our computers don't even have a CD drive.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
I know. Like, do I still have one? No.
No.
But I still have, like...
You had to buy one. I remember that.
Yeah. You don't have a USB on yours.
It's a USB-C.
But that's just crazy.
I need to buy an adapter.
Yeah.
I mean, we have one.
Yeah.
That's how this whole podcast is actually functioning right now. This is because of that connection.
Oh, man. Yep. Anyways, I need a new computer. I should get a new computer.
I told you that yesterday and you were like, no.
I just thought about the taxes of it all.
What do you mean the taxes of it all?
I saved more than I had to pay in taxes.
I said that yesterday.
I know. I wasn't apparently in the mind space to really take the cookie.
You were not listening to me is what the issue was.
I'm just another one of your children that doesn't listen.
Exactly.
I think in my mind I was like, oh, we have other stuff to pay off first. But then now I just thought, I really wanted a computer.
And you can trade that one in to get a credit.
Yeah, how much do you think I get for this?
I don't know. I'm not a geologist.
Oh my!
Don't look
goodness.
It up now. We're not going to bore people
it up now.
With
I'm
this.
Not looking it up now. Don't you worry Man, about a thing.
We are tired,
dude. I apologize. So tired. I really apologize. But for the good news story of the week, I was looking through this new website. Not new to me. Sunnyskies.com. Good news stuff. And there's all these different things. And I'm like, I feel like you get the whole story just from reading the headline. So I should just read a bunch of the headlines.
Is it one of those things where you watch a movie trailer and you're like, yep, saw the movie. Don't need 100%. To watch it.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm just going to read you some good news headlines. Okay.
Okay.
Police officer drives man to job interview after pulling him over. We don't need to even read more.
That's
get
cool.
It.
That's awesome.
6-year-old hero saves entire family from devastating house fire. Quick thinking, how? Olivia Patterson. I mean, I don't know. Do you want to know more details?
I do, but that's because it's, you know,
okay. Yeah.
Job related.
Totally. Okay. Olivia, the hero in this story, was playing outside at a neighbor's house with a friend when she noticed fire coming from her house.
Oh, boy.
Realizing the danger her family was in, she bravely ran into the burning house and found her mother, Laura, 29, and her younger siblings, Joel James, 1, and Tiffany, 2, asleep on the cat on the sofa. Olivia quickly woke them up and had everyone escape unharmed.
Nice.
That is pretty impressive for like a 6-year-old to be like,
yeah,
everybody out of the, I don't know. Pretty smart. So that's what happened. So does that help you in your fire pursuit? She didn't like put out the fire. She just got everyone to safety.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder what caused it.
I don't know.
Food on the stove. I don't know.
Classic.
Anyways.
Nurse gives the brand new shoes off of her own feet to a patient in need.
Wow.
Love that. Meet Jeffrey, the daring goat who stole the spotlight in Kansas City's latest rescue saga. Now we need to know more about that.
No.
No, we don't?
No.
Okay. Well, he's a goat and he is doing great things. 3 men trapped on deserted island get rescued after spelling help with palms.
I saw a little snippet of that.
Micronesia. Wow.
Seems like a small place.
Happy ending. After 11 years in a shelter, dog finds love and family.
11 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So sad.
That's Sadie's not far from that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine her being in a shelter for 11
her whole
years?
Life? No, it's so sad.
Man. She'd be a completely different dog.
Yeah. In 1978, I saw this and I love it. A teacher told his students they would get together for the 2024 eclipse. He fulfilled his promise.
That's cool.
1978, 46 years in the making. I'm going to show you this picture. It's a bunch of people from this class.
Oh my gosh. How cool is that?
So cool.
So that makes the students how old now?
Gosh, it's an earth science class. Approximately 100 of Moriarty's former students gathered at his home in suburban Rochester, New York. Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's really cool. That speaks volumes about that person as a teacher.
Right. one of those teachers that made such an impact. You're like, I'm definitely going
to
be there.
Yeah. And like, there's probably like one or two people that like reached out to him like, hey, the eclipse is coming up and you promised us, you know?
Yeah.
And then the word just spread like wildfire.
Yeah. And I bet a lot of them just still live in the same town they grew up in.
Yeah. Who knows?
You know,
I feel like that's going to be a future documentary.
I know. It says 46 years in the making, but all these people look like 46. So they must, maybe they're 56. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure. It doesn't say what grade they were in, but I'm assuming middle school for some reason. I love that. Okay. Well, is that enough good news or do you want more?
I think that's good for now.
Okay. Oh, because the next thing that came up was the thing from last week with the guy ran the length of Africa. Oh, love it.
We already talked about that one.
We really did, didn't Whoa. We?
you really ran with that one.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
What brought you joy this
What's
week?
Up? Getting that scooter started.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Great answer. It's not about a kid. Good job.
I know.
Proud of you.
But it did. It's because, admittedly, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I can do work on a small motor like a chainsaw, but that's job related.
Yeah.
You know, I can diagnose some things that, to me, that's an easier motor to work with than a scooter motor, which is probably, guarantee you, much easier than a truck motor.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah.
Just even having the challenge, like, all right, I'm just going to start here and watch some YouTube videos and let's see where it takes me.
Yeah.
And kind of troubleshot some things and.
There you go.
Got the thing running. Like, I'm so happy about it.
I know. Guys, you should have seen the smile on Matt's face after he rode it around for a few times. Like, he couldn't stop smiling. It was so cute. Okay, mine.
And the smile on your face, too. When you came out, like, you got it running. And even when I brought it home, you're like, I can't believe you brought it home. And then you admitted to me the nostalgia of it brought you joy, too. Of like, I remember riding on that thing.
Yeah, pretty fun. Mine's kind of does have to do with kids, some apologies, but
wow,
what brought me joy this week was getting new board games or new games and playing them all together.
What board games did you get?
Don't Break the Ice, which I guess technically isn't a board game, but it's a great game. And I played it when I was younger.
It's a board game.
It's fabulous. And the kids loved it and were like able to play. And then I don't know what the name of the trash truck one is, but it's a hit.
Yeah. I don't know the name of it either, but it is fun.
But it's like, we're kind of entering the stage now where Milo can kind of get games. And I mean, I think the trash truck one has said like 4 and up, but like Break the Ice said 3 and up. So I figured that he'd be able to do it. But it's so fun to play games. And Matt and I were talking about this last night. Cause I was like, if I just play a game with the kids, I'll get over it pretty quickly. Like, I enjoy it, but I'm kind of bored playing with these two kids. But then when Matt plays too, it's like we're having fun because we like playing games. They're having fun. And then it's like family fun. And I'm like, things are so much better when we all do it together.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of more game times in our future, I think.
Yeah, we need to start getting games like Trouble and Sorry and all that stuff.
Yeah. I wonder what the ages are for that.
It doesn't matter. Ruth can play them.
Yeah, Ruth. But it's just nice when we have things that Milo can do too, like after school activities. Because
we got to entertain him too.
Yeah.
Stinker. Mm-hmm. Man, has he been whiny.
I know.
And potty training has been so tough.
It is funny though, because Matt and I were talking about this last night, and he was saying how whiny Milo's been. We're like, oh, 3 is just like such a hard age. But I really think back and I'm like, at 2, like right when he turned 2-ish, he was very like way more whiny than he is now. I think now when he whines, we just know he can be better than that. We know he can communicate properly, where when he was whining before, they couldn't communicate that well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like he got a pass, but it was more annoying. I don't know. It's just one of those ages. Like 3 is hard. 3 was really hard with Ruth, and the potty training on top of it all. Plus, like, Milo's at this age where it'd be like, hey, Milo, go do this. Something simple. Go sit on the potty. Go put this on the counter. Something simple, not like a huge chore. And he's like, no, like really in an aggressive way. We're like,
and then he smiles when you get on his case about it.
Yeah. And you're like, oh God, it's infuriating.
Yeah.
But so we're just at that age where we have to kind of
parenting is tough, man,
and lay down the law and teach him who's boss.
It's very tough.
But we
God bless all of us going through it.
We love them.
We're trying. That's all you can ask for at the end of the day, right? It's like, give it your best shot.
Yeah. Hopefully by next week, we have a little bit more energy.
Yeah, hopefully. Once that girl gets off those medications where we don't have to feed them to her throughout the night, I think it's gonna, it's like having a newborn again. We talked about that.
It is.
Woof.
I know. Eesh. Anyways, that's all for today. Next week, actually, when you see us next, hear us from us next, I think I'll be 35 years old.
Uh-oh.
I think that's officially, I'm mid-30s.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That feels kind of old, but I am biologically 17 years old, so
that feels congratulations.
You got to do it now.
35 going on 17.
You got to do it now so you can, you know, be told that you're 17 too. We can just.
No, I won't be 17.
What do you think you'll be?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm shocked I'm 17 biologically.
It's crazy, right?
Anyways, moving on. Have a great rest of your day. Hope that was somewhat entertaining because I think I need to go take a nap. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked this one, make sure to leave us a comment, review on whatever platform you're listening on. Follow me on Instagram at littlebits_realfood and have a joyful and wonderful day.